Welcome. This is Pamela for School of Kind Business. Today we're going to talk a little bit about shame and how it impacts your business. And I'm going to offer a little practice to help you move through that and to help you sort of shift that experience in your body to hopefully make showing up in your business a little bit easier. Sometimes we can think about these things, we can, you know, find our courage and decide we're going to do something that has previously seemed difficult to us, but our bodies are reluctant, and they're reluctant for good reason. And that's what we're working with today. So if you are on the track listening, keep listening. And if you're hearing this on media, please click the link nearby. We all know shame is nothing new. It's been around for a long time. But there's been a lot of work done on it by various talented researchers in the last several years, people like Brené Brown and Mario Martinez, and probably a dozen others that you can Google. I'm most interested in shame for our purposes as it applies in our business lives. And it might help to have a little bit of a working definition for what I'm referring to. So I see shame as being distinct from something like guilt or the sense that maybe I didn't do a good enough job at something. If you're feeling guilty about something, you can make reparation. You can try to remedy the situation, learn from it, do better next time. If you feel like you didn't show up at your best, you can make a different choice next time. Again, you can choose differently or you can treat it as a learning experience, right? Okay, well, feels a bit like I made a mistake there, but next time I'll do it differently. I'll think about it differently. I'll speak about it differently. Shame, on the other hand, basically has at its core the sense that I am wrong. So not the thing I did, not the day I had, not the actions that I'm in control of changing, but the essence of me is incorrect, is wrong, is shameful. And we, of course, tend to learn these things as we learn most of our unhelpful habits from either the general culture and community around us or from specific teachers and guides and parents that we've met along the way or people that modeled it for us. And shame can be sort of likened to you're carrying around a heavy bucket. And then every time you do something incorrectly, you think, or any time that you don't live up to your own perfectionistic standards, or any time you hurt another human, instead of it being this experience of guilt or I could do better, as in, okay, I learned from that, I'm sorry, I'll make a better choice, it becomes this sort of confirmation that you are wrong, that you're a monster, right? And we dump it in our little shame bucket and carry it around with us. Sometimes it's a big shame bucket. Where I see this showing up in business is in particular where we need to be really visible or where we need to ask for something. So visibility being whenever we need to show up in visuals or with voice or in our writing or in our speaking. So if you're giving an intro presentation online, it's your voice, it's your speaking ability, it's your presence on video. In our how we write our copy, you know, people get uncomfortable trying to describe the work that they do or maybe even talking about it a little bit. And where that really all comes to a head is when we are in the moment of the sale, right? Where we've developed a relationship with someone and they need what it is that we have to offer. And now we need to ask, okay, can I sign you up so that I take money and receive money from you in exchange for this service? And that tends to be a point at which it gets sticky and shame shows up. So anytime that we need to be visible in our businesses. And because these experiences are embedded in our bodies, because they are living in ourselves, so to speak, whatever else we're doing to try to show up in our businesses and be our authentic and present selves, it can help to just have these little practices that use imagery to unwind things in the body. So let's give this a little try. Wherever you are, either sitting on the floor, connect your sit bones, or sitting on your chair, make sure your feet are flat and your hands are not twisted up, but just sitting quietly beside you on each side or on your legs. Definitely make sure you've let go of your computer keyboard or your mouse or your phone. And you can close your eyes down a little bit and just notice your breathing. Simply noticing the air coming in and out, that it comes in slightly cooler and breathes out warm, that you are a participant in life through your breath, that you exist through your breath, that you are part of nature and have a sovereign right to exist and to be here now. And then allow it to drift into your awareness, just letting it drift in gently so that we don't need to contract around it or add tension to our bodies. Just allow to drift into your awareness something in your business that you shrink from doing, if it's speaking or writing or selling or being on video, somewhere where that shame, that sense that I am not okay, I am not enough, shows up. And then I'd like you to imagine a container or a receptacle of some sort. So a basket or a bucket or a cauldron or a kitchen sink or whatever it is, a backpack maybe, a handbag. Just put that situation, that feeling, that experience into that container. Put it in there. You're carrying that shame bucket around anyhow, so let's just name it. Now allow yourself to be transported to someplace in nature that resonates for you. Maybe it's mountains or prairies, or trees, or a lovely garden, ocean, or another body of water, a beach. And allow there to be a little clearing there where you can put some kindling down and some wood and build a fire. Just build up a little fire, fan that first little flame with your breath, build up the fire. And once you have it going, put that receptacle, that container that you just threw the shame in, and throw it on the fire. It doesn't matter what it's made of, even if it's the sturdiest metal, this fire has enough energy to melt it down and to burn it away. Watch it burning to ashes. Observe it. Know yourself to be freeing of this as it burns. And as the fire dies down and becomes ashes, let them cool a moment and then scatter them. Scatter the ashes. And you may notice something growing from those ashes or arising out of them. And if you do, take note of what it is. And if you don't, that's fine. And make your way back to the room by coming back to your breath and arriving back there with a few gentle blinks. And you can keep coming back to this exercise as often as you need, or use it as a break in your day. This has been Pamela for School of Kind Business. Thank you for listening.